The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Brazy. Anyone else experience their young child seeing things in the home that you couldn't see for yourself? For example, maybe they had an imaginary friend, or maybe, I don't know, you're just freaking out because you've come to the realization that your kid's imagination is more than just child's play.
There's literally ghosts and demons and ghouls within your home.
Well, perfect time for it. We're creeping up on October, but we get this message for Parental Confidential.
Yeah.
Coming in from Kaylee, who lives in Greece. And Kaylee writes in and she says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I've heard you talk about similar stories. To the one that I have on your show, and I wanted to share this with you because I really could use some help with my daughter's situation. My daughter's 4 years old, and she constantly says there's an old lady on the ceiling in our guest room and in the master bedroom."
Okay.
"We hate those old ladies on the ceiling. We initially thought it's the light pattern, so we moved our bed, and now she points at a completely different location for this old lady. And apparently, this old woman is only here on certain days of the week. My mother, who stays with us, is freaking out and scared to stay in the house alone now. Last Friday, my daughter told us to run, and this old lady is climbing down from the ceiling."
What?
"Yeah, this is last Friday night. She told us to run because the old lady's climbing down from the ceiling, and my husband is absolutely horrified and asked if we want to move. Which I found hilarious considering I'm the one who gets startled easily. Then about 2 weeks ago, we were looking for a pair of my daughter's white dress shoes for church that we always keep near the door. And after looking everywhere for them, we found them on the top of my daughter's closet shelf where it would be impossible for her to reach. My husband and I never touched those shoes. My mother never touched them. So things, needless to say, are starting to get weird. I'm more concerned about the woman my daughter's seeing, and I really can't tell how serious this is or if it's just her imagination. Should we try therapy? Has anyone else ever experienced anything like this with their child? Please help. Thanks, Moose and Breezy." Thank you, Kaylee.
Oh, okay. Golly.
This is too much. All right, give us a call, 585-252-9900. If your child has ever claimed to see people in a room that you couldn't see for yourself, what did you do?
So, this is so crazy because my friend used to live in a condo that, like, definitely had spirits. She had someone come and do all the things, sage, and clean them out.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if they moved or maybe there was relatives. They were at the neighbor's house. So, there was no kids involved, but kids are so sensitive to spirit sounds, souls, energies. They always are.
Well, pets
they
too.
Always, yeah, that's what, like, it's the souls that can't speak quite yet, whether they be an animal or a child that doesn't have communication ability. And they are the ones who see the most. And I get it because it can be creepy and everybody knows that, obviously, 100%. But at the same time, it's like you don't know if their imagination's running wild or if it's actually them seeing things and, you know, being in tune with their spirituality. So with that being said, like, I just don't know if you should be losing it or if you should just take it for what it is.
Oh, well,
probably take it for what it is. My cousin's house when he moved in was something really bad was going on there. So what did I do as a kid? I went to the local church with my super soaker and filled it up with holy water and rode my bike over to my cousin.
You're twisted. You're literally twisted.
Let me go to the phones. Hi, Robin. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Robin. Talk to us.
Hi. So I have a 15-year-old daughter, and when she was little, we've lived in the house for over 30 years, and she would always, like, before she could talk, like, stare off into this one corner and, like, giggle and laugh.
Oh.
And I would try to, like, snap my fingers in her face to, like, get her attention.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And as she started to talk, I would hear her talking to someone in the other room, but there was nobody with her. And then I was like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I'm playing with Ben.
Ben?
And I'm like,
who's Ben?
Yeah, I'm like, who's Ben? And she's like, oh, he's a little boy who used to live here.
Oh, this is too, yeah.
Wait, how old was she? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
She was 4 at the time.
Yeah, see, the same thing.
Hi, Ben!
Kaylee's daughter's 4 as well. How did you handle that situation?
Like, at first I thought it was, like, imaginary. I kind of let it go. And then stuff started happening. Like, she would go to her dad's on the weekends, and her toys would go off in her room. Like, the lights and the sound.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to her.
No!
Yeah, she's like, it's okay, Mom. I told Ben he could play with my stuff when I'm not here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, is Ben nice? And she's like, oh, yeah, he's really nice. I'm like, okay, is anybody else here? And she's like, well, there's an old man, but he won't talk to me, but he's nice. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, do you see him all the time? And she's like, only a little bit. I always see Ben. And then
my brother
and his girlfriend actually did, like, a Ouija board in our house.
Shut up.
They were house sitting for me. And she said, like, they said, is anyone here? And it spelled out Ben.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm going to go. Thank you, guys.
I never told them this, like, never talked to them about it. I told his girlfriend. She started crying. She's like, I felt something. I knew it. I was like, I thought they were messing with me. I'm like, did you talk to your niece? And they're like, no. Like, we haven't talked to her, nothing.
Yeah.
And then she just kind of ignored it. It went away. Like, she turned 6, and I just casually asked her. I'm like, hey, like, do you see Ben anymore? And she's like, no, I can't see him anymore.
Stop!
Yeah, this is crazy. You see, what's similar to this, too, is that an old lady died in my cousin's home. And so when it was sold and they went to go fix it up, anytime they would do something new to the house, like they would do the floors or they would paint, something weird would take place. And my cousin was cleaning one day and she had all of these pictures on like a credenza. And so she was the only one in the house, but when she came out after cleaning, every single one of those photos was turned around facing the wall.
I've heard of that happening to my friends.
It's just so bizarre. Let me get to some text messages. Thank you so much. That wild story.
Crazy story.
You guys have a good one.
Insanity.
You too. Thanks.
What?
You got a text from Dan that says, I have an idea. Why don't you go to Home Depot today, buy some wood and nails, and then board the room shut? Nancy says, when my daughter was around that age, I walked into the kitchen and she was having a conversation while looking at a corner. See, it's always in the corner. I asked her who she's talking to, and she said the old lady. And most recently, my son asked me why there was a head in my husband's jacket in the closet staring at him, and if I could get it away. I don't know exactly what I feel, how I feel about spirits and all, but I just asked the... I just asked them to leave. That's the best thing you can do. I don't know. Sarah says, this seems like a game to me. If your husband acts scared, then when Granny is climbing down from the ceiling, your daughter probably sees your husband getting scared and is playing it up because she's looking for a reaction. I don't think so. I don't know if that's the case.
Oh my God.
Rachel says, if your family is religious, smudge the house with sage, start at the back of the house, say a prayer for protection, open all the windows and doors to let the smoke out, and then finally use a lavender incense or spray to clear out the smell of sage, as it can be overwhelming. So that's
there's some people who are just like really afraid of that, and then there's some people who fully welcome it, and they're like, come through.
Yeah, yeah. Come hang. Come chill. Netflix and chill. We'll get so many texts.
Sorry, Poppy, popcorn for you in the ghost.
All right, we got to take a quick break.
I'm dead. Not literally, but I am dead.
All the messages. Kaylee, that's one way to handle it. Because I couldn't get to all of these, I'm going to send them over to your way, because I think there's a couple of things that might actually help you out.
I want a medium to come on the show.
Yeah, we'll get our daughter in the studio.
She's like, Ben's actually here. Love it.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
This is like one of the most heartbreaking stories I've ever witnessed in my entire life. There was a shooting during a youth football game in Buffalo over the weekend.
I heard, yeah.
And it left the entire team of children, parents traumatized. The coach was shot. So parents, players, and coaches said that Sunday's shooting all happened so fast to even process what was going on. The Flower City Panthers football program was out in Buffalo, like I said, playing a game. And they heard a shot, and the realization didn't really set in. And then they heard the second shot and started running. It was an attempted robbery that led to shots being fired just feet away from the team. Very scary, very traumatic for everybody involved, especially those young kids who just wanted to get to safety. A man in his 30s was shot. That man was the coach of the Flower City Panthers program, who was there, obviously, supporting the team. He was struck in his right shin and left foot, and he was released from the hospital yesterday.
Thank God.
A coach for the team that they were playing said that the incident left the kids shaken up, rightfully so. The entire team saw a grief counselor the next day. But just like really, really hardcore stuff at a child's football game?
Reese, we're at a point now where parents don't want to leave the house.
Right.
Between schools, recreational sports, you can't go anywhere. The movie theater, malls, I mean.
These kids look like they're legitimately like 10 years old.
Yeah. That's where you're going.
I just don't understand.
That's where you're going to rob people, huh? Got it. And this happened in Buffalo, and that coach is from Rochester.
Yeah, like the team was from Rochester. They traveled to Buffalo to play the opposing team, and this is where it all took place. But like very, very scary and upsetting for the kids, the parents, the victims, everybody.
So, yeah, no, I would definitely be interested to hear from anybody who happened to be there, or if you have a kid on that team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's because so now you have to have a serious conversation with your kid of what they witnessed, how they're feeling.
Right. And like I said, you know, the grief counselor was in place for the entire team, but it's going to take more than one visit with a counselor
to
obviously work through something like that. But
of course,
prayers for literally everybody involved. Prayers aren't enough, in my opinion, but
we're just glad the coach is okay, too. So everybody that was there at the game. Coming up on the show, you guys, I wanted to ask a question. How many of you are familiar with the new trend, fridgescaping?
Literally not at all.
This is where you decorate the inside of your refrigerator with candles, vases, flowers. How many of you are actually doing this? We would love to know who, but more importantly, why? We'll talk about this new trend coming up next on PXY. How many of you listening are familiar with the new trend going around? Fridgescaping. It's when you decorate the inside of your fridge with baskets, pictures, candles, you know, just to create a theme.
I don't understand what's happening here.
You got to make the interior of your fridge more aesthetically pleasing.
No, you don't.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and I'm pissed because, first of all, the term aesthetically pleasing is ruining us as a society. Everyone has to have everything comfortable 100% of the time. And I think we should all take some time on learning how to be uncomfortable. Some things are just not meant to be aesthetically pleasing, like the inside of your fridge. You know what I mean? Like decorating the inside of your fridge. Where the hell am I supposed to put my Domino's pizza?
Yeah, I don't understand. The fridge is for one thing and one thing only, holding your food and keeping it safe.
But I was looking.
You don't need candles in your fridge. How would they stay lit?
You got to see the pictures on like Pinterest or TikTok and people doing this. There is family photos. And when you open the refrigerator, There's family photos in the fridge. People are lighting candles, Breezy. I can't wrap my head around it. That is not, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I don't know why.
It's very bizarre. There's lit. Yeah, there's flower vases in there.
585-252-9800. Please call me if you do this. I need to know why.
Picture frames. I don't get it.
Isn't that a hazard?
It is.
Candles going on the inside of
chemicals
your fridge?
Just like next to your produce is weird to me.
No, but don't worry. There's soy. Right.
Right, of course.
But when you go out to people's homes and they do this to their table, you know, with the table, the towels, the tablecloths and what have you, just picture that, but the inside of their fridge, like beautiful decor. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't hold on. I got a call coming in. Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Good morning. Hi to you guys.
Oh, hello. My gosh. What's going on?
I'm so excited to be here. Okay. So I am literally one of those people who you were talking about. Okay. I like to think that I am the person who actually came up with fridge escaping because, guys, I have literally been putting candles and decorative vases in my fridge since way before this was even a thing.
Stop. Why?
Yeah, why?
What?
Why are you doing that?
Okay, you are missing out, guys. It's incredible to just go to the place that is responsible for storing the thing that gives you energy and health.
Wait, hold on. Can we back up for a second? What else is giving you energy?
Yeah, what?
You can be honest with us. What do you want, Joanne?
I opened my fridge this morning, and I said, where's that delicious Frappuccino I'm going to make? When I just pulled the milk out, and it's stored in the most beautiful container. I'm telling you, it's just my fridge. I just already dealt with my fridge this morning, and this is the state it puts me in. I mean, can you imagine the thing that is just, I mean, look, all of us enjoy walking into a clean space, right? Especially like a hotel.
Right.
You'll love a clean, beautiful environment where it smells good. The aesthetics are amazing. So why shouldn't we give our food that's going into our bodies the same feeling?
Because it's coming out the other end in like an hour.
Yeah, so. It's not.
So anyway, my fridge typically consists of colored bowls that are handcrafted from the Le Creuset collection, if you're familiar.
No, we're not familiar.
Oh my God.
Oh, you've got to check it out. I can send you a link. And then I will accompany those bowls with something colorful like cherries or oranges or carrots. Anything bright and vibrant. When someone opens my fridge, I want them to scream happiness.
You want them to be excited.
So much happiness.
Hell. So let me ask you something. You put actual candles and you light them and you put them within your refrigerator.
Actually, what I use, I did try that, but it was a little odd because then I would close the door and I'm like,
Yeah, right.
I try it, scented candles. But, you know, so what I do now, you know those little candles with like the electric, little battery operated tapers? I put those in.
Okay.
I feel like, because when the light goes out in there, think about it. The fridge light goes out when you shut the door.
Right.
Let me ask you one thing. I have to know this. Do you have any photos of you or your family within the refrigerator?
Oh, yes.
Joanna, stop. Come on.
She goes, oh, yeah.
Come on.
She goes, but of course.
Come on. A fridge is meant to be functional. There's a reason most people don't store random crap in there.
Yeah, this is so weird to me.
Decorating the outside of the fridge, I mean, that's one thing. That can spark joy. But decorating the inside is just, you're messing with the functionality of the refrigerator. That's what you're doing.
Yes, I am.
You afraid that your scents and dyes are going to go into your food?
No, I'm pretty careful, you know, and I've got the little snap top lids on things. But if it seems like it's a moisture food, more moist food that, you know, that I'm worried that it could be more receptive, then I'll give it a little, you know, a little barrier. But for the most part, no. I mean, these are all, I use very organic, all natural stuff. I haven't noticed while cooking, like, that I've got an over scent of something.
Right.
Nothing has really bothered me. If anything, it's only enriched it. My husband, he's very much now into this whole fridge-scaping trend. He's so supportive. Oh, gosh, I love him so much.
Hey, do me a favor. Tell your husband to blink twice if he needs help, okay?
Yeah, you're scaring me, genuinely.
No, but gosh, guys, think about this. I mean, come on. How many people are so miserable today, you know, because they can't find joy in the small things?
Listen, Joanne, I'm not here to yuck your yum.
You never are?
But it's just a little over the top, if you ask me.
It's totally over the top. What are you talking about? Nobody's saying it's not. It's ridiculous.
At least she can admit it. Yeah.
I mean, at least you're not in denial about that. Otherwise, right. You'd really be freaking us out, and you already have.
Well, you know, what's wrong with a little vase of flowers?
Hey, you do you.
And with your food to cheer them up. They say when a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which the flower grows, right? You don't actually fix the flower.
Joanna, do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
Right. And so people are screaming at their radio right now who have 5 children at home. They don't have the room for this. Are you kidding me? But thank you so much for the call.
You're giving me a great idea, though. What if there was, like, the kids could color inside the fridge?
We got to go.
You had just, like, crayons. You could wipe it free.
Yeah. No. It's an idea, but I'm just...
Not the kids keeping the fridge door open and all your food going bad.
You're the
That's
first person.
True. Okay, they can... You
Joanna,
can teach
Joanna,
them.
Joanna, I got to let you go. But thank you so much for your call. And I'm glad that you actually gave us some insight on how this works.
Absolutely nutty.
Thank you for your time. It's so fun to talk to you guys. Thank you for your work.
And stay positive. Thank you for your work. Okay, bye. Oh, my God.
Okay.
See ya. Oh.
What?
I need a drink. ASAP.
Yeah, I'm so good.
Well, I love that she brought joy to so many people listening this morning. Somebody texted in that Joanna needs a job and needs to fill her fridge with ham and cheese.
No, literally.
Let me go to Holly real quick. I really don't get this at all. Tell this woman's husband that I wish him the best of luck, because she's about to do this probably to his shed outside.
No, actually, though.
Jen says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I've seen this trend. I have 4 kids at home. What person with a grown family, like you said, has time to turn the inside of the refrigerator into a showroom? How big is your fridge? I need all the room I can get with a family of 6.
All right. I got to go buy more frames for my fridge. So catch me at Hobby Lobby.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.